Assalamu alaikum. Oh, an apple today.
Let's move on with our series. Today I want to talk about the next verse. Now this verse is really, really important. You've got to listen to it. It says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الْاسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Basically what this verse means, Allah is saying, do not revile one another with derogative nicknames, calling each other ugly names, putting each other down with names. And then Allah says something interesting. بِئْسَ الْاسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Terrible, a terrible thing it is that people make a name for themselves out of reviling others with nicknames. And whoever does not repent, Allah says, then they are truly the ones who are wrongdoers. This is a very common thing today, isn't it? We make a living out of putting other people down with nicknames in order to make a name for ourselves. Interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it. He said, do you want to make a name for yourself by being derogative with other people's names? Calling people racial names, for example, racist names, sexist names, calling people nicknames by some deformity or fault or blemish in their body or in their face or their color or their background or their ethnicity, even their religion. You might be thinking, even religion, even if the religion is wrong, even if they worship idols and so on. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mean you agree with their belief, but Allah does tell us in the Quran not to talk down or talk in a offensive way or abusive way or swear or insult other people's religion and faith, because then they'll also insult your faith. And Islam didn't come to put other people's beliefs down with insults, but rather to clarify and to guide and to present with respect. If that is the case with people who are not even believers or non-Muslim, then what about people who share your same belief, which Allah called you brothers and sisters in faith? And then we go around calling each other nicknames. Do you see how these verses in Surah Al-Hujurat are so particular? I mean, when you say them in English, they almost seem like they're all the same thing, but they're not. Because people may say, well, I don't backbite, I don't slander, I don't taunt people, but they call each other nicknames. Even in the name of laughter and joking, some people make a living out of it these days. You might say, well, what if the person doesn't mind being called that nickname? Well, if they don't mind, it's not really a sin, but it's still wrong. It's still wrong. You know, I know some people, when they call each other nicknames, even if the other person is okay with it, the moment they're not friends anymore, then, and they call them that nickname, it doesn't sound the same. They get very upset. They get very hurt. And in fact, they look back and think, the shaitan says to them, you know, all those years you were acting like my friend, you called me that nickname just because I allowed it. I thought that you were my friend, but really you meant something by it, didn't you? That's where the shaitan comes by. So better to avoid derogative nicknames, unless the nickname is nice. In Islam, you can call people nicknames by something that is nice, something good. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do it. Aisha radiallahu anha, for example, his wife, he used to say, Ya Aish, Ya Humaira. Humaira means one with the red cheeks. And sometimes you would call her a nickname instead of Aisha, Aisha. And that's beautiful between husband and wife. If you like it between each other, go ahead. But the whole idea of a good nickname is to, the outcome is to be positive. It has to bring you closer to each other. You know what I mean? If you feel or you know or you're unsure that a nickname may not bring a good outcome, then don't say it, even if you're unsure. Especially outright derogative names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us again, don't make a name out of yourself by calling other people a nickname. This is talking about arrogance, a person filled with negative pride and feeling that you are superior to others. One man at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was a companion, but he still made a mistake. You know that when people followed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he came out to them, they still had a little bit of tribalism in them, a little bit of racism in them, and they were learning along the way. So one day, the companion Bilal, radiallahu anhu, he came in And we all know, you know, Bilal radiallahu anhu is an Ethiopian. And he was formerly, before Islam, a slave. He has a big life story. And the Adhan today is called after him. He's the name that we know when we say the call to prayer, Bilal radiallahu anhu. My name is Bilal, by the way, and we take pride in that name, don't we? Because Islam doesn't differentiate between color, race, gender, or anything like that. So Bilal radiallahu anhu enters, and one of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who is from the Ansar, so another tribe, he got upset with him about something, which was really nothing, and he called him a derogative name about his lineage. The Bilal radiallahu anhu did get upset, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, got upset on behalf of Bilal big time. And he said to him, to the other man who used that derogative name, إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. Prophet peace be upon him said it in a way that the man wished that he could have died right there and then and never had said it. You are a man, he said, who still has the effects of the ignorant, low, uncivilized ways. For the Prophet peace be upon him to say that to his companion, the messenger of God, they'd rather be thrown in the fire than and burn alive than for the Prophet peace be upon him to say that to them. And he repented, of course, and fixed his ways. But you can see that throughout Islam, it focuses heavily on these things, as simple as a nickname. Sometimes parents do that to their children, and then they wonder why their children grow up to be brats, to be troublemakers. I've seen it a lot. If you call your child an animal every time they do something wrong, guess what's going to happen? They're going to act like animals. Call them a donkey, they're going to grow up and act like a donkey. Sometimes we look at our little kids and we want to laugh, just for a laugh. We say to them, hey, go and do this to your uncle. Go and call him this name. Do that with your finger. Say this to him or her, auntie. And everybody laughs. But as they get older, it doesn't really sound nice anymore. And we want to reprimand them. We want to punish them for saying it. Why did you embarrass me? It was our fault. Of course, our children, as they grow older and they reach puberty, you know, they have to change their ways, but we carry some of that sin. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that our children are an amanah, they are a trust. It all starts there. If you realize, most of the things actually start in the family and then in the community. But before they start in the family, they start with the individual. That child who I continue to call nicknames, or I may not even call my child a nickname. I might call someone else's child nicknames. I may look at another person's child, and if they're not dressed very well or they're a little bit dirty, I'll say, oh, look at that dirty family. They must be really dirty. Maybe that child just had a bad day. Maybe the family is very, very clean. Even if they are, why say that? Always remember our own faults before we call other people names. That child is watching you. They're going to grow up and probably even call you names. Then you wonder why. Sometimes we may do it because we truly do feel superior to others. You're ruining your family if you do that. You see, all the advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is really about benefiting ourselves. Yes, He said, don't do that. Be careful of that. There is a punishment for that. But it's at the end of the day, if you really analyze it, it's really about benefiting ourselves to make us better people, to make us really and truly people of high value and honor. Not only with people around us, but also among the angels and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that pays off not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Can you imagine that you've called someone a nickname and always thought that you're fine with that? And then on the day of judgment, that person has it in for you and you never knew. But perhaps they never could be brave enough to say anything. You know, some people are like that. They've got a bit of low self-esteem. They've probably been called and bullied by nicknames all their lives. And then we come along and do it again. And then we don't realize, and they may not say anything. You've got to make sure that you're not hurting their feelings with these nicknames, brothers and sisters. You've got to make sure that you're not hurting their names or their feelings with those names. Because they can come up on a day of judgment and bang, they say, my Lord, this person used to call me this and that. And Allah may forgive his rights, but he doesn't forgive the rights of other people that have been violated, because Allah is just. And then we've got a problem with that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Whoever does not repent, then they are the wrongdoers. How do you repent from calling people nicknames and putting them down? Well, here is a few ways. You go up to that person and you apologize. You truly apologize and you say, you know what, I've been calling you this nickname all my life and I've never really asked you if you're okay with it. Or I'm calling you these nicknames and it's time for me to really apologize to you. You know, even more, if you're brave enough and you've called someone a bad nickname in front of people and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be extra pleased with you, then apologize in front of the people. Your value will be so high after that. And people around you will honor you. Even if your friends tease you and say, oh, what are you doing? You're putting yourself down. Because people do bully like that. Know that they've got low self-esteem as well. Turn around and say, no, I am in the wrong. I respect and honor a father or a mother, a teacher, an imam, anyone in position, authority, power, leadership, who humble themselves even with a child to say, forgive me, son, forgive me, daughter, forgive me, my nephew, forgive me, student so-and-so, you know, I wronged you. You know, in school, for example, teachers who are truly respected and they are remembered forever by their students until their death are the ones who were humble and fair. A student loves a fair teacher. And when they see a teacher who says sorry to their student for something they embarrass them in front of their friends, that student truly, I find the young people very forgiving, but they honor and respect that teacher forever. And that's how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. I'll give you a little example. Before the Prophet, peace be upon him's death, he stood up in the mosque and he gathered his companions and said to them, if I've hurt anybody with any word or anything, please take your revenge. And then one man said, Ya Rasulallah, he had remembered that one time he was standing in prayer and the Prophet tapped him a little bit on his stomach to move him back. He was joking with him. He said, Ya Rasulallah, you hurt me, you tapped my stomach once. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, lifted his shirt and said, take your revenge. The man kissed his belly instead, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he said, I wanted to be the last person, Ya Rasulallah, to just feel, you know, have this respect for you and this love for you. So my brothers and sisters, we are not better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and here he is giving us the best of role model. And here are the verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and guide us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.